All right, but here's day nine of the I Frankenstein project and writing. So last night I was not feeling it. I'm not gonna lie, I was not into it last night. I watched it. It happened. I tried to stay engaged. I was just not feeling it. I was getting kind of bored. It was happening, yet I was phasing out. So I think, I don't know. It wasn't a great watch. This time around, I did try to kind of watch it more in a fun way. So I was trying to find all the parts I liked and then kind of post them up. So this time around, I was there. I have three favorite kind of line readings in the whole movie. And then, so I got those, so that was fun. It didn't give me something to look forward to. They all are kind of like in the first half, so I guess the second half didn't really do anything. So when you're not super paying attention to it, you lose the, I lose the only thing that interests me or keeps me involved in the movie at all, which is feeling bad for the monster. Because he can be sympathetic if you're paying attention, because everyone's being so mean to him. If you're not paying attention, like, you're not invested in him, which means that you're observing him the whole time, then it can be quite boring. That it's nothing happens. I mean, it's stuff happens, but, I mean, nothing happens, really. So it's just kind of, it's so aggressively dull, really, that it's kind of like a non-movie. I mean, not like things happen in the end, but like, I don't know. I was going to say, it's aggressively dull. I mean, it got action, but it's action that doesn't serve a ton of purpose in the end. Like, the gargoyles fight the demons, but don't matter. And then, like, things happen, like, things get smacked down, they smack down demons. Cocoon things in their demon basement depository thing, and it looks cool, but it don't matter. I mean, and then things, if you think about it for more than 4 seconds, everything starts to fall apart. Like, if you try to work through the movie logically as it's going, which is what I started to do, I was really trying to follow the sequence of events and see if they really made sense, and they do not at all. The gargoyles, really, I mean, I started losing it after I wasn't into the beginning anymore, but the beginning, I did watch intently to make sure I get it. So basically, the beginning part is what the beginning, Frankenstein's monster has been around, I would say, long enough to become infamous amongst these supernatural people. So he's infamous. Everybody knows about him, apparently. There's rumors abound. And so, okay, so he's famous enough to have been around for a little bit. Okay, the demons choose to kind of attack him, the monster, after he's killed the doctor. So, if he's so famous, why didn't you kidnap the doctor in the presumably months and months and months that the monster was around? I don't feel like that monster showed up, was there for like 4 seconds and then went away. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So that, okay, so they wait so long until they get the monster, and I'm not sure what you would possibly get out of looking at the monster. So they try to kid them. Demons try to kidnap the monster, are unsuccessful. So theoretically, if they kidnapped the monster, they would have, what, opened him up and seen what? Nothing. Because there's no way to tell in 1790 that someone used an exact amount of voltage to make him happen. So basically, they would have opened up Frankenstein's monster, nothing would have happened. So it would just, nothing. So the story would have proceeded as is. The gargoyles see that the monster did kill a demon. That was completely by accident, because he only killed the demon because he happened to have like a stake that had the sacramental markings on it. I don't think it was because of any special reason. I don't think anyone would have been able to kill him. So they're like, oh, somebody killed a demon. I mean, by freakish coincidence. And then they save the monster, but yet they're like, oh, the rumors are true. We must take him back with us. I don't, why? It doesn't make any sense. And if he's, I don't know. So they take him back with them and they keep him for like 4 seconds. They fill him with exposition and they throw him back in the world for like 200 years. And it's like, I don't, the beginning is ludicrous. It don't make any sense. It's just a way to throw the monster into the plot and then jump cut 200 years. It's ridiculous. So this movie's starting to get on my nerves, I think. I think I've watched it enough times that all the plot holes have revealed themselves. It is just jam-packed with them. The movie is either exposition or fighting demons. There's no, like, moments that aren't exposition. I think it's all exposition. There might be, like, one or two lines that are not, but I would say it pretty much is. It's a movie filled with exposition. So I think that's part of the problem. Exposition happens. It is unnecessary, as it is confusing and dumb act. So that's okay. So the ninth watch is starting to get on my nerves. I'm starting to get annoyed with this poor movie. Okay, so that's what's happening. Okay, the writing, I got home and I was very tired and I had to do some stuff for work, so I didn't get started writing until pretty late. I did want to get to 10,000 words, so I stayed up way past my bedtime. So I did get up to 10,000 words. I'm a little over it. So this section, I'm feeling like it's getting a little clunky, because I think it's going to be clunky until there's a turn for the character. So I'm trying again to make him be in denial of what happened, because he doesn't really know what happened and he wants to go back to work. So he's saying like, I'm fine, nothing's wrong, it's all good, let me go back to work, it's fine. But he's not really aware of what is going on, and so he can't be in denial. It hasn't really all set in yet. I mean, it has a little bit, but not really, not the reality of it all, because he's been kind of sheltered from what happened. So I think what I'd write today, I have to stay at work till pretty late, so I think I might, can't guarantee today, maybe, we'll see. The next section will be, so his agent is coming. He came over, because they need to prep for all their interviews. So he's gonna have an interview. I said 60 minutes, that seemed like the kind of place that would have they do like the big hour-long exposés on things, though, like with the basketball owner and things like that. So things that are like current events that are long. So that's what's gonna be. So 60 minutes, so that it'd be longer, not like a Today Show thing where it's like an in and out. Because he needs to get prep. So basically, okay, so that's his agent Scott needs to prep him on what happened so he can talk about it. And make sure that he doesn't want to, well, he doesn't want to like appear like it's upsetting him. So at first he's fine. So he's like, he starts to see the video. He's going to get a little anxious at first, and then he has to kind of psychologically talk himself out of it. So he's going to be like, oh, it's fine, and like, oh, I'm doing okay, and then he starts to get a little nervous. He's like, no, you're fine, it's all good. So he's going to start, so as he watches the video, so I think the next scene will be him having to watch the video of like what happened, the broadcast of it. And so I'm not sure if I'm going to have him make it to the whole thing. I think, see kind of how long it is. I think he has to see some of it. Maybe he can't watch the rest of it, but that might indeed. the case. Like, if people could watch the whole thing, then it wouldn't be that bad. So, maybe he watches up till he gets shot, and then it has to be stuff he doesn't know happens. So I was thinking that perhaps, something happens after, like, so he doesn't realize. I think I'm gonna have the Hugo character almost shoots his wife. I think that would also make him really upset. He can't really process this. Maybe he points the gun at his wife and somebody stops him or something and she's really upset. And then, so stuff has to happen that he needs to be able to process, but it's upsetting to him. And then he has to see it all happen. I think that's going to have to be, like, overwhelming to him at first. But he's going to have to talk himself out of it and say, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And then, so I need to keep him in denial for up until probably maybe the interview. The next step would be he's upset. And I wanted that to be that because it could work. So I think it's going to have to be that he talks himself out of being upset by kind of numbing himself for a little while. And then say, I'm like, I'm fine, we're good, I'm good, it's fine. But then, like, still thinking about it a lot, so you get anxious. And then the interview happens. And then I think he needs to try to work. I think those two things need to happen first. I'm not sure about the interview. I don't know if that's going to be... That's got to be a big set piece, so it can't be rushed into. So I'm not sure if... we'll see kind of how it's flowing. We've done about 3,000 words with him kind of in denial, so don't want to make that too long. So I don't want that... that's not the most interesting part. It'll be more fun when he gets upset. So I think maybe he's going to start to, you know, feel inadequate and then start working. And then kind of overdo it. And then he'll be upset. And then that'll be... maybe that'll be when the interview happens, so he can be upset on TV. So someone upset would be more interesting to watch on TV than someone who's in denial. I think, and that'll be really boring TV. It's already boring. It's boring to write because it's like, why wouldn't he be upset kind of thing. Okay, so that's the next step. So we get about there. So I'm feeling like this section needs to wrap up because I'm not super into the denial part. I mean, it's interesting as a concept, but I don't think it's that exciting to read or write. So I'm going to keep going with that. So I'm going to try to write tonight. I'm not going to have a lot of time between coming home and going to bed. So we'll see how it goes. All right. That's it. Bye-bye.